was beautiful, John.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It was lacking a particular instrument. Maybe that's why it was supposed to make this next tune more welcome and, you know, to this missing instrument. How many of you were able to attend the concert that was a benefit for my family back on Labor Day weekend? Thank you so much. My wife has been through two bone marrow transplants for chronic lymphocytic leukemia that she's had for a while, and have some good news to report to you folks. This is like home, so I'm gonna, you know, just tell you what's going on in case you were wondering. But the second transplant worked, which is a good thing. Yeah. And then they have these real specialized refined tests where they can, if there's one cancer cell in a million, they can find it. And the last test were zero cancer cells. So it's good. Yeah. And, you know, I bet you've had somebody in your family who's gone through this, and we've still got a really, really long way to go. But it's the big story is really good, and it feels so good to be in such a supportive community. And that particular night, we'll remember for the rest of our lives. So thank you very much. We're going to do a tune from my daughter. My daughter helped me write this song. And you might have heard this story before, but, you know, it's a thrill when you're a parent. Now, you've got a... She's almost three or two?
Two. She'll be 2 years old.
And I love her name. Tell the folks your daughter's
name. Oh, yeah.
My daughter's name, Annabelle. And, yeah. And I remember... when we first brought her home from the hospital, my wife, she had to do some errands, so I got to watch her for the first time, you know, new dad and everything, and she stayed away about 3 hours. Well, when Amanda come home, she goes, well, did you change your diaper? I was like, no. What? It's been 3 hours. And I was like, well, I said, I was looking on the box and said it would hold up to 20 pounds. So, new dad and everything. And, now it's back to Bill.
All right. Well, and your daughter's middle name is?
Blake.
Blake.
Annabelle Blake.
I like that's a pretty name.
Well, my daughter is Karina Rose, and she's now 24. And it's a thrill when you're a parent. You might experience this sometime if she, well, of course, in your household, she's likely to take up music in one way or the other. It was a big thrill for me when Corey came running into the dining room in the house that we lived in Albany at the time. And that was my studio. It was kind of in the middle of the house. And she said, Daddy, I want to learn to play the banjo. I'd been waiting for this moment for a long time. She, you know, we'd made her suffer through some piano lessons. And in the meantime, she picked up the guitar. And I'd gotten some real little finger picks from the Lilliputian Banjo Company. And it fit her 9-year-old fingers, and put the picks on and showed her some rolls. And of course, what's the first song that you learn on banjo? Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek. And so I taught her Cripple Creek, and she played it right back to me, really, like just amazingly well, in a way that I'd never seen any of my students do this. And well, I don't mean that personally. sorry. Oh, karma. It's just a thing.
Bill forgot he was home again.
It's just a thing. And at any rate, I asked her, how did she do this? And she gave me that look that daughters reserve for their dads. You may get this a little bit later on. It's a special look of disgust. And she said, Dad, I've heard it a million times. So she became a drummer. And I was really proud when she won a national award from Wynton Marsalis as a senior drummer at the Albany High Jazz Band, so that was kind of cool. Yeah. So she helped me write this song, and it's called The Distance Between Two Points.